This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my first guest, my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He is the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits. And Bruce, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be back from New Orleans.
Ouch. So what did you go down to New Orleans for?
Well, there was some kind of an event going on down there. It was a lot of fun till about the third quarter of that big day. It's like, okay, this game's not going the right way.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was just brutal. Mm. Reminded me of the Tampa Bay Super Bowl when our offensive line had, might as well just take him away. Mahomes is running for his life, and then game over right there. That's it.
It seemed exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah. Ouch. So, just for the rest of the Super Bowl or football world, we will be back. We'll have a different line, and we'll see you next year. Right? Is that overconfident? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you know, the Kansas City Invitational for the AFC Championship does run through Kansas City. So
it does. And and the other thing is, when we got completely embarrassed by Tampa Bay, what did we do? We retooled the front line, and we went to three Super Bowls in a row and won two of them. So we'll be back.
Yeah, they've got a great front office. They'll figure it out.
Yep, we'll be back. So, all right. So we're actually not here to talk about football, although it's near and dear to our hearts. this month with Bruce, we're going to be focusing on 529 plans. Bruce, let me ask you just a super 101 question. What is a 529 plan?
Right. So, Steve, a 529 plan is like a college savings plan. Traditionally, that's what it has been. A few years ago, there was an update to that where you could use it for some expenses for K through 12, and it was a little bit more broad as to how you could use those savings monies.
Okay.
So, yeah, but basically it's a tradition known as a college savings plan.
Okay, all right. And so with college getting more and more expensive every year, I still have one of my boys is in college, and oh boy, it is getting expensive. What are some things that parents can do to prepare early for the day that their child is college bound?
Yeah, great question, Steve. And I don't know if you were this or not. You probably are. In addition to senior expenses and, you know, medical type areas, mm-hmm. college is one of the leading inflation items out there. They far surpass the average inflation rates. But there are a lot of things parents can do to help. It doesn't make the prices go down any, but they can help start for saving, so it helps buffer that problem when you get to it. But you know, one of them is if you really know what college your child wants to go to or you think you want them to go to, there, a lot of the colleges have a prepay program that can help out.
Okay.
And then there's also just regular savings account. Open up a different account,
okay,
and put money into it on a regular basis if you want to. That's another way to kind of set that money aside. There's also in Missouri and in a lot of states, there's a Uniform Transfer of Minors Act account that, again, kind of sets money aside. But when the kids be a certain age, they become the owner of that account. And it's not earmarked, and you don't get the tax savings of a 529, but it is a way of kind of, you know, putting money aside for that purpose if you want to.
Okay.
But what people traditionally are thinking about here is that 529 college savings plan. And there's a lot of different reasons for it. We'll kind of get into them throughout the morning here. But, saving at a tax-free, state tax-free level is one of the biggest advantages. And so it's kind of like a Roth. It's going to, you're going to get some state tax deductions when you put the money in. It's going to grow tax-free,
mm-hmm.
and it comes out tax-free as long as you're using it for qualified education purposes. So it can be huge, and you still have some flexibility if you don't use it that way.
Okay. All right. And are there any contribution limits like there are on many of these items?
So there are, and each state's a little different. So I hesitate to get too deep into it.
Yeah.
You know, I can speak to Missouri and Kansas,
sure.
but every state's got their own rules, so you need to check with your local state. But there are lifetime limits, and then again, those vary by state, but I've seen as low as $235,000 that could be put towards college savings and as high as $550,000 that could be put in for over the life of that college program, for that child. So there's a lot of flexibility in there.
And so are those totals contributions or the actual value of the 529 investment account?
It's on the deposit, on the contribution levels.
Okay.
So the growth is irrelevant, is how much you put in.
Okay.
Growth can come into play in a different reason, and I'll kind of touch on that in a minute.
Yeah. I'm visiting today with Bruce Glenn, Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits. If this is getting your attention, you have questions, probably spawning a lot of questions, in the Kansas City area. It's 913-308-0277 or toll-free outside of the KC area, 888-241-2361. Or you could also go online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, can a 529 fund be used for international education? You hear a lot more about a lot of these kids are studying abroad.
Right, absolutely. And they can be, right? It still has some certain constraints as far as being a approved type of an institution. But it could be as diverse as going to Cordon Bleu in France. Or theoretically taking golf lessons in Arizona. So there are yeah. certain things, if they're a qualified program in class, you can do it. And so, yes, international does qualify under the same type overview as the United States qualification for institutions.
Okay. And, one thing, are you hearing more and more kids are going into the trades and they're getting these, certified as an HVAC technician. So one of my boys got a certification for HVAC. Another one, electronics like electrician, they're plumbing, there's automotive. Are you hearing about a lot more kids doing that? And can these plans be used for that?
So, yes, absolutely. There are not in every case. So you have to check with your local state and what their rules are. But there are a lot more flexibilities for some trade opportunities there. And you're absolutely right. There's more need now than ever for people to go into the trades. For whatever reason, we've gone down this path that everybody thinks if somebody doesn't get a four-year college degree, then they're not going to have any chance of success. And we're really short in the trades, plumbing and electricians and HVAC and mechanics and so on and so forth. But, yeah, there's a lot of those programs, certifications that a college savings plan can be used for.
And I'll tell you what, one of my boys is interested in becoming an electrician. And I was listening to the news. This has been just a little while back, watching the news. And I said, and I paused it and I backed it up. I said, come here and listen to this. And it said, and I forgot, maybe 2030, 2035, so not too far in the distant future, we'll have a shortage of 300,000 electricians.
Oh, absolutely.
300,000.
Right. We've got a lot of clients in our 401k piece of our practice that are, own plumbing businesses and HVAC and so on and so forth. And they're all, those industries are really shorthanded.
Yep. So what that means is if you're able to fund this, get your certification, work hard and learn, you'll make a six-figure income, I'll tell you that. So, all right. So, and then Bruce, is it possible to use these 529 funds for K-12 education?
Right. Great question. And it didn't used to be. Hmm. But more recent changes have opened that up, and you can actually use this up to $10,000 a year for from K you know, through 12 for private school or however you want to do it. And it also can include some boarding and some laptops and different things like that. It doesn't have to be just purely tuition. So there is a $10,000 current cap on that that it can be used. Absolutely. And that's a great help also.
Well, and if you think about that, it didn't used to be. It used to be just for college purposes, but now I guess changes have been made to make this a little more flexible.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a good thing they did that, because like you said, there's a lot more diverse needs for education across the country than what we've had in the past.
And there are so many parents, and sometimes you have grandparents raising kids, but the bottom line is they're looking for education alternatives. So a lot of these private schools, you have like a Catholic private school, and you have just a lot of different school options, and that is fantastic to know that these funds can be used for those things as well. We're speaking with Bruce Glenn today, Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in the Kansas City area, 308-0277. Outside of the KC area, toll-free 888-241-2361 or online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, just very, very quickly, the government has we've stopped these rate decreases from the Fed. And any concern about them not continuing that trend, or are they going to slow this down? What do you feel about that?
You know, it's going to be hard to say. I think, as you know, our listeners know, I was never a proponent that we're going to have a lot of rate cuts last year, and we had a couple at the end, but that was it. Not what Wall Street was predicting. And, we have plateaued down. We had three rate cuts at the end of the year, and then we didn't do anything this last meeting. So we'll see. The main thing is they're watching inflation. They don't want inflation to spark back up again.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is the numbers coming out of Washington, D.C. are usually wrong to some degree or another the first time they report them.
Yeah.
The next month they come out and they re-report what happened last month.
They'll make
and
corrections.
They correct it. A lot of times they correct it over a couple of different months. But it seems like the numbers coming out of Washington, D.C. the last half of last year were even worse than usual.
All right. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. 529 plans must remain in the original beneficiary's name. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. 529 plans must remain in the original beneficiary's name. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
There's a lot of things you can actually do with the plan if you're not going to use them for the original purpose of a college or a K-12, a qualified program of some sort. But you can change the beneficiary name. Maybe you've got another child. Maybe you've got, two, three, four kids, whatever the case might be.
Yep.
Could even be a niece or a nephew. There's a certain – that's about as far outside your core circle of family as you can be moved to, but you can move it to yourself. You can move it to your spouse, and somebody else could use that. So that's very, very flexible in that regard. But there's a lot of other good flexibilities to the 529 plan if you don't use it as originally anticipated.
Okay.
So – 529, again, you put the money in, you get state tax deduction in most states. The money grows tax-free, and it's managed in a way that's pretty consistent where you can have a it's kind of like a target date in a 401k plan where they'll target the child's age towards age 18, meaning that it'll be a little more aggressive in the markets when they're further away from age 18 and they can become more conservative. But you can change that investment around. You don't have to do it that way, but if you just default it, that's kind of what it's designed to be. Because you don't want the market to blow up your college savings right before the child needs to go to school.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way that works. But if you don't use it at all, you say, hey, we're never going to need this for college savings, you can cash it out, and the only penalty is on just 10% of the growth only. So let's say that over accumulation of time, you put $100,000 in.
Okay.
And let's say that it doubles to $200,000, for example, and you cash it out. Your penalty would be 10% of the growth, or $10,000 in this example. So you'd still cash out $190,000.
Okay.
So that's not the worst penalty in the world.
Yeah.
There's a lot worse penalties out there if you don't use it that way. But also with the newer changes to the program, with it expanded the K-12 option, there's also an option now that you could take as much as $35,000 of your college, you know, qualified savings and rolled into a Roth account.
Hmm.
So that's kind of a nice deal there. And then a lot of people don't realize this, but a 529 college plan can also be a pretty good estate planning idea because the gifting on that, it doesn't trigger gift tax. And then that's something else that's really good for parents who are trying to get their kids qualified for financial aid or things like that. They're looking at the parents' income levels. Well, this doesn't really fall into that. So it doesn't affect the financial aid piece of it as much. And then on the same hand, I'm kind of rambling on about a lot of little small pieces and nuances to this. And call my office. We can get you great information on the whole nine yards here. But another thing is there's not a cap on income. And so many programs out there, if you make too much money, you can't qualify. You know, so this is one that it's not income based. Anybody can do this. So it's a really great program overall.
Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. If this is stirring you, you're like, oh, wait a minute, I think I have questions. Give us a call here at 913-308-0277 outside of the KC area. Toll free 888-241-2361. You can always visit online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, as you know, Senior Care Live is all about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So we have quite a few folks who are over 65. They're retired. They listen to the program. And so this is really maybe a little more geared toward them. If grandparents wanted to provide a 529 fund to their grandchildren, is that something that they are able to do?
Absolutely. And in my practice, our team sees a lot more grandparents opening up these savings accounts than the parents themselves. Mm. And part of this is because the parents are still trying to make payday to payday, and they don't always have the discretionary extra money to put into a 529 college plan. So yep. Grandparents a lot of times do that. And the interesting thing about it is, and this is something I always coach our clients if they can, open the account up and then invite the rest of your family to add money into it as well. So like if a parent opens it up and maybe the grandparents like to give money at birthday or Christmas or whatever the case might be, maybe some of that money goes into the 529 plan. So, you know, anybody within the family can put money into it, or, you know, friends can put money into it on behalf of that child.
Okay. And I thought it was really interesting when you mentioned earlier that, you can put money in for your child, but you could also put money in. I always thought it was just something that was just for your immediate children, but you mentioned as far as maybe nieces and nephews and that sort of thing.
Right, and we do have clients that have set those aside for their nieces and nephews as well. But, if your child doesn't decide to go to a qualified program, then you can move to another child in the same family or move to a niece or nephew. And so there's a certain range there. You can do that in most states.
So what happens if you have a child, you have a significant amount of dollars or money into this fund, and your child turns 18 and they say, you know what? I don't think I want to go to school. I don't want to go to college. What happens?
Yeah, right. So again, you could either move it to another child or another family member that might be able to use that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to cash that out, there's that 10% penalty on the growth of it, but it's only on the growth. If you want to use it yourself, maybe you want to go take golf lessons in the University of Arizona go be that gourmet chef. I always joke about the Cordon Bleu in France, but literally you could do that. So there's a lot of different flexibilities that you can do in those areas.
Good deal, good deal. And then I guess kind of last but not least, we're hearing a lot about the government's effort to reduce costs and just try to run the government more efficiently on the cost-wise. So
Right. Making
a lot of cuts, somehow that's stirred up, a lot of controversy. I'm not getting into all of that. But so the government is trying to be more responsible in general with our money and the way they spend it. I think it at a high level that's a really good thing. Now, how you go about it, maybe one thing or another. But the bottom line is, does that effort, I mean, it's been thrown around that we might be able to cut out of our expenses like $1 trillion, which is just blows my mind. But even if they got half of that, they're just starting it. But does that have any impact on the financial markets?
Right, so you're talking about federal efforts.
The federal efforts, right. So the Department of Government Efficiencies.
Right, and so the 529 college plans, and I think I'm going to answer something first, and then I'm going to come back to your question.
Yeah.
So the 529 college plans, just to let everybody be mind at ease, they're a state-sponsored program. So and each state's different. So I want to stress the fact you need to check for your local state and see what your programs are. But most, like Missouri and Kansas, are both reciprocal. So it doesn't matter what kind of 529 plan you have.
Okay.
It still would work in Missouri or Kansas. As far as the government, though, so the big question is tariffs. And are we going to have tariffs that are so big that it affects the overall global economy or the markets and things like that? And, you know, what they end up negotiating down to, we'll see. You know, when President Trump was in office before, he had some tariffs he put in place. And a lot of those tariffs stayed in place even through the President Biden administration.
Yeah.
So a lot of people like to act like, oh, the tariff idea is brand new. It's not brand new.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, because President Trump is a negotiator at heart, he's a business guy, and he'll throw big numbers out there, and where he ends up landing at is something less than what he's shooting out there, most likely.
Yeah.
I don't think that tariffs initially are going to, they could be a little bit of a disruption to the market temporarily, but I think they might be a well-needed medicine.
Excellent. Excellent. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits, 913-308-0277 or toll free 888-241-2361 online at rallywb.com. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in the Kansas City area, 913-308-0277 or toll-free 888-241-2361 online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, what are some of the more common mistakes that you see people make when investing? Because you've been around this a long time. You have so many clients all around the country. You've probably seen a mistake or two or maybe three.
Yeah, thanks for talking about my gray hair, Steve. Appreciate that. You know, one of the biggest things is people don't take advantage of the time value of money. They don't start saving soon enough. And so, especially with our 401k practice, we coach and preach, even if you can't save much, save at least 1% this year. Next year, add 1% to it. Everything adds up, and it's just really, really important to start off with the good habits early. So that's one of the bigger things I see happen to people. But I will also say it's never too late to help.
I was going to ask about that because a lot of folks, maybe they didn't have it or they had a family early and they're really struggling, just like you said, you know, month to month. And now maybe they're 50 years old, maybe 60, and they can finally start saving. And is it too late? So obviously it's not ideal, but what could you do for someone in that situation?
So you've got to really be careful about your budgeting and understand what you do have to work with and then try and be as efficient with that money as you can. And, you know, you have to be careful with the risk levels. If somebody doesn't have a lot of money, they're going to need to have all of it fairly short time frame. They need to be a lot more conservative with what they can do with it.
Okay.
And maybe not even invest at all, be more just a saver. It just depends. And some people, they may try and be overly aggressive and try and make up for a bad saving habit all too quick. And we all know it's kind of like a crash diet. You can't do it. You can't do it overnight. So
Yeah. Usually if you do a crash diet, you're going to get it all and then some fairly soon after that. So
right.
Never a good idea. Well, so last month, you know, we talked a lot about annuities and I think we can maybe talk about that for days, but that spurred a lot of our listeners to call into your office, had a lot of questions. So we should have just kind of a quick overview on the annuities because there's so many different types. It's not the right fit for everyone. It's the right fit for some folks. And maybe we should just review that again real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. So annuities can be as simple as a CD type of a product, meaning that it's got a certain number of years and it's going to mature, give you your money back at that point, and you're going to get your interest along the line. And so it's very much like a CD. Of course, they're insured by the insurance company and not FDIC-backed, but that's one item. Annuities over the history of time have had a bad reputation because before 2002, if you're going to use an annuity to get a guaranteed income for life payment, You had to annuitize it, and that's a nasty word. Annuitization means you've given up the rights of your money to that insurance company in exchange for this lifelong check. Mm. Now, in some cases, it can be the last best effort to maximize how much money you're going to get per month. It can be the right. That's called a single premium immediate annuity, or in our industry, we call it a SPIA. Typically, what I find that most people need, if they need an annuity, if they don't have a ton of money out there and there's some concern that they might run out of money and they need some peace of mind of a check in the mailbox that's in addition to Social Security or pension, there are guaranteed income annuities. And again, it's backed up by the full faith of the insurance company. And that's the type of an annuity that you might buy now, and it has a guaranteed amount of step-ups. Every year that they don't turn it on, it's going to go up at least a minimum amount, and they might be tied to the market where they might even get a bigger step-up. But they're at least going to get some kind of growth every year on their benefit base. And so that's important. And then once they do turn it on, they now have converted that growth phase to a payout phase. Hmm. And they're going to get a guaranteed check for life the rest of their life. And you can cover two lives there if you want to. And in most cases, you can put a return of premium on it, meaning that if you put in X dollars into it and you didn't use all of that, what you didn't use still goes to your beneficiaries. Or if you had some luck and the account grew, then they would get the better of the two, whatever the account value was, or you know that. But those are a few. There's a lot more types of annuities than just that. But those are a few and where we see them used quite a bit.
And so are there a lot of costs that are involved with annuities that might be built into how these things operate and work? And maybe that has an impact on the performance. Maybe it doesn't. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so that's a great question. And contrary to popular belief, the insurance companies aren't in business for free.
I thought they were. I thought they were very charitable.
Shazam. Yeah. But, you know, the old-fashioned variable annuities, which we have a lot of those out there, and at the time that they were – and they're still there now, but at the time – they were probably the best option, I'd say, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. That there are a lot of fees associated with that. It's more of a pure, you know what you're really getting and what the costs actually are. There are also annuities out there that will give you a certain amount of performance. They may even say they'll give you 100% of the market performance, but they're using the dividends to buy options and do things like that. There are some annuities out there that can give you some buffering, where if the market's down, it's going to only give you so much of the downside. A lot of the newer annuities are saying they're free. Well, yeah, technically they don't have a specific fee attached to it, but they may be capping off how much performance you're going to receive of the S&P 500. So what we do is, and this is critical, Steve, when we have somebody that comes to us and has an annuity, we do a call with the annuity company direct. Their 800 number with the client, and we do a series of about 35 questions to find out about this annuity, how it really works. And then we have an annuity net that has behind-the-scenes information also. And then we really educate these folks on what they really have, because all too often an annuity is sold by a company that's all they've got, or maybe it's sold by their insurance guy who does their homeowners or something different. They may not ever hear about that annuity again. Mm. And people are more confused and lost about annuities they bought years ago than any other product out there that I know of.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I tell you what. I mean, if you are one of the individuals that Bruce just described and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, you know, we bought that. I don't even think the agent is here anymore. If you have questions, I would encourage you to reach out to Bruce Glenn. Again, he's the senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. So in the Kansas City market, it's 913-308-0277. But Rally Wealth and Benefits has clients all around the country. And so you use the toll-free number 888-241-2361. You could also visit online excellent website rallywb.com. And seriously, give them a call. They can answer your questions. And maybe it's time to make a change with some of these things.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. And there's no obligation. We've got a very robust practice. We're happy to take on new clients, but we're not twisting anybody's arms either. We want to help people that want help. And so it's no obligation. We don't charge anything. We do a nice, full, complimentary retirement plan for folks also.
That is phenomenal. I would take Bruce up on that offer. What about insuring an uninsurable interest? I've heard you say that before. What does that mean? And maybe we can unpack that.
Well, and that is such a big issue. And it's not just annuities for income for life. It's not just long-term care or life insurance. But think about it. It's car insurance. It's homeowners insurance, so on and so forth. If I was driving a 1970 Ford Pinto and I was putting full coverage collision on that car, Now maybe it's not a good example because maybe it's an antique and it's worth a lot of money, but if it was just a regular car.
Or it might blow up if it gets rear-ended if it's a Pinto.
So. There you go, exactly. That's why. But one of my first jobs, I had to drive a Pinto to go to get parts for this auto parts store. I didn't know they were putting me on a death trap. But anyway. But you want to make sure you've got an insurable interest. There was a client we have now that we probably 5 or 10 years ago when they became a client the first time. They didn't have a lot of money, but somebody who's unscrupulous had sold them a long-term care policy. This long-term care policy was taking literally 25% of her investments out per year. At this point, she didn't have much left over, and she couldn't afford to keep this thing in force.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it was a situation where she bought something she really couldn't afford in the first place.
Right.
So she shouldn't have bought it.
Right.
But we see that. You know, you see that in the long-term care world.
Yep. It's just people are trying to make a sale, and it doesn't really matter if it fits or not.
Exactly.
And I really hate that. So what about And we've talked about this before. You know, I have so many questions. I want to get to this next really important question after the break. But Bruce, I appreciate you staying with us a little bit longer today to kind of unpack some of these other important questions and subjects that we have. Reach out to Bruce Glanigan. He's a senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits in the Kansas City area. It's 913-308-0277. You could call toll-free outside of that area anytime from anywhere, 888-241-2361. You could also visit online at rallywb.com. And coming up next, we're going to talk about a really, really important question of should you consider working with a captive agent or an independent agent? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Here with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. Bruce, first of all, let me just remind our listeners how to get in touch with you in the KC area, 913-308-0277, toll free, 888-241-2361. You can also visit online at rallywb.com. And Bruce kind of did a little bit of a teaser there at the end of that last segment. So which approach do you feel is better? And I know you and I already agree on this, working with a captive agent, which means an agent that just represents, you know, one company, limited options, versus an independent agent or broker that may have a multitude of options.
And I think that is very important. And it's not to say that there's not awesome people that are a captive agent for a name brand company. We're not throwing anybody underneath the bus.
No.
But I think most consumers owe it to themselves and their families to shop the market thoroughly. And so that usually means you're working with an independent agent who has, you know, 30 or 40 different lines of insurance. Maybe it's working with someone like yourself in the senior care community housing market where you're not just working with somebody that is only getting paid by a couple of places.
Yeah.
They're actually paying you as a fiduciary to shop the whole market for them.
Yeah.
Same idea. I just think it's better to really know what's out there. You hate to buy something and then all of a sudden you find out that something else is better, lower cost, whatever the case might be. And it's just because the people you were dealing with didn't have that available to them. They're going to sell you what they have.
Yeah. Well, and what I've seen is that someone who is with, you know, limited options or one option or one company, you know, they're trying to fit everyone into that, you know, it's the square peg in a round hole, you know, potentially.
Right.
Because this works and this works. And maybe there's another vehicle through a broker that has access to all of these other options. Maybe there's just a better option. And that's nothing against the person, you know, who's captive. But the bottom line is I believe the broker model, the agent model, the fiduciary model is just a much better, more pro-consumer. I think it's in your best interest personally. So
right, and somebody couldn't be a fiduciary if they only have one company.
Yeah.
In a market that has a lot of different companies out there, they just wouldn't be able to work for someone for their best interest. What a fiduciary means, working for my client's best interest.
Yeah.
So that could be a big problem.
That definitely makes sense. And then kind of in the same realm, what about these one fund companies?
We see that a lot out there. There's a few companies out there that are behemoths in our industry, and they've got some good funds in their fund lineup. But there's over 800 fund companies in the world.
Mm.
And it'd be kind of crazy to assume that any one company had the best idea on all the different types of investments out there. It would kind of be like having an all-star game with nothing but the Kansas City Royals fielding the entire American League team. That wouldn't be a very good all-star team.
Yeah. You want the best of all of the different teams represented as, in theory, the best team that you could possibly put together.
Did you like how quickly I shifted gears?
I did.
The Kansas City Chiefs to the Royals?
I did.
It's a new season.
Well, so we kind of limped into the playoffs last year with the Royals, and this year we've added a bunch of really good pitchers in the bullpen. We have added to our starting pitching. We've got some bats in there. I don't think we're limping into the playoffs this year. I think we're going to earn our way into the playoffs and pretty handily, I think.
Spring always springs eternal optimism.
Yeah.
I feel good about the Royals this year as well.
I do too. So, and then what about mutual funds versus the ETFs? And a lot of folks may not have even heard of the term ETF, exchange traded funds. So,
Steve, this is probably going to be the most revolutionary time in our industry. A few years ago, and mutual funds started in 1924, so 100 years ago, and the ETF started about 30 years ago, give or take. And they've got some advantages. There's some tax coding that's more favorable to the ETF. The 401k world isn't, for the most part, able to use ETFs, but the private wealth world is. And if you don't have an IRA, if you've got what we call non-qualified or non-IRA money, using the ETF is going to be some tax advantages for you. And they've evolved the ETF menu of options out there dramatically. And a lot of the mutual fund companies now that didn't adopt ETFs originally now are getting on the bandwagon. And in most cases, they're cloning or as close as they can clone legally to their existing funds that they already have been running forever and making an ETF version of it. And they typically cost around a third of the cost of a mutual fund. And they have more tax advantages where not every trade is a taxable event, some things like that. I think in the next 5 years, 10 years at the most, you're going to see almost all private wealth money run through ETFs instead of mutual funds. Not saying mutual funds are going to go away altogether, but we're seeing massive outflows from mutual funds and going into ETFs, and it's just going to continue.
Well, and it must be a better option for them, and so that's why it's happening. So, no, that's great information. And then what about 401ks? You have a lot of job movement out there, period. I mean, that always happens, and your tenure in a particular company seems to be shorter and shorter, potentially. What about rolling over your 401ks, or maybe more specifically, not rolling over your 401k? We have penalties involved in that sort of thing.
Right. So if you're going to roll your 401k over, you want to make sure you either roll it from the old company's custodian who ran that 401k plan to the new company's 401k if they have one. You also can roll it to an IRA, and there's not a penalty for that. There's no taxable event for doing that. If you put it in your pocket, you've only got 60 days to reinvest that money into an IRA or another 401k qualified plan. So you want to make sure you don't do that, because if you do that, you now are going to be subject to the taxes on that money, it can be really nasty. So, I think the number one mistake is you should roll your money into another IRA or another 401k or 403b or other type of a qualified plan if you're going to move it. If you leave it at the old company, the problem there is you're not getting communication any longer.
Okay.
A lot of times people forget to change the beneficiary. I mean, the courts are full of cases where, husband dies, had remarried 30 years ago, but never changed the beneficiary from the old wife to the new wife, or vice versa. Pick it however you want to play it, right? But the problem is, a lot of times that old 401k is out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good idea to keep it all with your new company, or if you've got a financial advisor like our team, roll it to an IRA with us, or you can roll it to your bank or whatever you want to do. I mean, you've got a lot of options, but don't just cash it out, because you're going to lose about 40% of that money.
Oh, boy.
Between state, federal taxes, and penalties if you're under 59 and a half years old. So there's a lot of consequences you got to be careful about. So you can call us and we can talk you through that.
Well, like you said earlier, 10% on that 529 plan,
right,
if you end up just not using it for the original intention, mm-hmm, 40% on your 401k if you put it in your pocket and you don't put it into an IRA or another 401k.
Yeah, and when I say 40%, I'm just using a rough number because it depends on your particular tax bracket. But if you're under 59 and a half years old, there's a 10% penalty. Now, there are a couple of workarounds in certain circumstances, but generally speaking, 10% penalty on the entire amount, whereas the 529 plan, the 10% penalty is only on the growth of it.
And I'll bet you if you're talking to someone and maybe there's been a death in the family, then you find out, oh, wait a minute, there's a 401k. It was never touched. And a new wife of 30 years, you don't get the $200,000. It goes to wife number one. That's not going to go over well.
That's not a happy moment.
All right. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits, Kansas City, 913-308-0277, toll free 888-241-2361 or online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for coming in today and staying a little bit extra with us to cover all this other really important subject matter. Thank you for staying over with us.
Glad to do it, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.